Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition, volume Michigan 26, episode number 2. Our drop date is Monday, April 13th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the wonderful and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess who we have this week? Woohoo!
We've got Brian Hensley and Rivet is here. We welcome you to the show, Brian.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been really looking forward to this opportunity and getting to meet you guys.
Well, and as have we, this is our Michigan Music Monday, and you have been quite a fixture in the Michigan music scene. We had, and as we said before we started the show, your reputation precedes you. We had an interview with the talented Michelle Wolf for our first episode, and when we mentioned who we had coming on next, she said, "Oh my goodness. He's fantastic. You're going to love him." And you had quite a number of good things to say about Michelle. So this Michigan music community really supports itself.
Very much so. I'm really honored. You know, she's quite a talent, an artist and performer. And to be able to spend time and work with her and watch her career progress and flourish is a blessing. That's for sure.
What you have a little bit of a unique aspect on this in that the band Rivet has had its success and you're doing things there, but you also have the production company end of this. Tell us a little bit about how that balances. What do you do to make sure that each is doing what they're supposed to do?
Well, to be completely honest with you right now, like my own music gets run over by everything else that I'm doing. So as much as I try to prioritize it, you know what I mean? I think that's just the reality of it, though. I really have a desire to record and produce and work with a lot of different artists. And I think if I had a line out the door of people just waiting to record, you know, I would probably work on my stuff less and less and less. As much as I enjoy it, you know, it's a whole different experience. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The couple songs we put out last year, I think in July, are coming up on a year old, you know, so I'm really getting that itch to put out more. We'll be in the studio Sunday and I've got one song up my sleeve that's probably 3/4 of the way. And I like to do them in twos. So once I have a second one, pretty much most of the way, I think by summertime, we'll have another couple out.
All right. But you talk about the prioritization and we can relate. We all, like everybody that's in the industry now and doesn't have a major record label, we're all working our other jobs and doing our other thing to make this move. Do you find that the prioritization of the production end of this, does that take away from what you're doing as far as the creativity is concerned? Or does it actually contribute and say, hey, I got some ideas from this and it's going to make this even better?
Both. But, you know, like I said before, I do suffer some of my own, you know, because of it. But that's just part of it. You know what I mean? I could just focus on my own music and do that solely if I wanted to, you know.
Sure.
it would be that easy. But I think it's very rewarding. I don't know how to explain it. Even more so than my own music, you know. Writing a song and bringing it to life is kind of like being a parent, I guess, or something like that. And producing and recording and helping other, it's more like a grandparent, right?
Oh, that's a good concept.
So if you have grandkids or you have that kind of feeling about somebody in your life or whatever, it's different than kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I guess that's the only way you can really satisfy that itch or whatever is to do it more. You know what I mean? So a lot of times I do have time scheduled to work on projects of my own that I do end up pushing to the side to work on stuff that I'm doing with other artists. And as of yet, it hasn't been negative in any way. So it's not that something else is suffering. I feel like there's still a good balance there. You know,
I don't
feel like I'm hurting myself or that I'm putting my true desires on hold in any way. Yeah. It's more like I'm really exploring more of kind of something that maybe I wouldn't have gotten into, you know, a couple of years back when we first opened a studio, the idea in mind was for Rivet to have a bat cave where we could write and produce and jam and, you know, where we would always have a place to go to. And, you know, once that all became, then I had all this extra time and space, you know, and I said, well, why not start bringing in other people and doing rehearsals? You know, bands would come in, people live all over town, you know, and they'd all meet up there and rehearse. They have a show coming up. Maybe they haven't rehearsed in a couple months together or whatever. We could do live recordings that way, you know, but that's kind of what started bringing more and more recording sessions and producing artists and working with other people other than just my own personal stuff, you know?
Sure. Well, and I absolutely love that analogy too, of the parent with Rivet and the grandparent with everybody else. And it's that lifting folks up. And then doing something and giving something there too. That is just an absolutely spot on analogy. Love that. Love that.
Yeah, it's a lot of giving in the indie industry, especially, you know what I mean? I don't think there's any local producers and recording people that are, you know, getting wealthy off of local artists, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's all a big family, and we do a lot of, you know, tit for tat, like I'll play this on your record and you play that on my record and that kind of stuff back and forth, you know.
You bet.
So
I don't know, but you got me at Batcave. I'm just saying.
It's a pretty good analogy. It's a pretty good analogy.
Well, the first one that we've got queued up, Brian, is Breaking Me. This is Rivet. We have two songs, and I'll let the folks know, too. We've got two songs from Rivet tonight and one from one of the bands that Brian is helping to produce called Antics. And we've got a great backstory on them as well. But, Brian, tell us a little bit about Breaking Me.
Breaking Me. That's, you know, what the kids call a banger. it's definitely the more high voltage, high energy of the two singles on that 45. Originally I thought it as the B side because, as we'll get into Away, that's more my that was my first song. So I mean, mm-hmm. I thought about that for a long time. And Breaking Me was more like, okay, now I need some energy to catch people's attention a little more, right? And so that became the A side, even though my favorite song is actually Away. I you know, self-sacrificed and put it on the B side. So I think, you know, the energy of the song deserves the A side. You know, if I was to just give somebody a record and they could only listen to, you know, 10 or 15 seconds, I think that the energy in the Breaking Me is a little bit quicker. You know, they're both a minute to the chorus or whatever, but it's a little more driving, you know, makes you want to get up and move a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, this does have energy with it. Let's give this one a listen. This is Rivet and Breaking Me. We'll be right back.
Banger.
That definitely brings the energy. That's breaking me from Brian Hensley and Rivet. And yeah, that's your A side.
That's it.
Yes. Highly recommend.
Definitely gets the 5-star rating. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We will be back on the other side with more from Brian Hensley and Rivet.
Thank you.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition. We are blessed to be with Brian Hensley here from Rivet talking to us. We just rocked out with Breaking Me. Your next song that we've got queued up, you talked about being one of your favorites. What does Brian, the creative process, when you're writing a song like Away, which you're going to hear here in a few minutes, what does that creative process look like for you?
It started off during pandemic.
Oh, okay.
And I came up with the original riff and recorded some computer drums to it and even put some lyrics to it. And basically the guitar and the riff to it stayed what it was. But, you know, one thing about these songs in particular that is different from a lot of artists that you talk to is that we write specifically for sync, for placing these songs in movies and television, right? So the producer I work with on a daily basis is pitching these songs to try and get them into Netflix or Hulu or, you know. So they're written kind of with a purpose in mind, where a lot of people are, you know, this song's about my dad and, you know, we went hunting one time and he put me on his knee and I remember the time and now I wrote a song. These are written to grab people's attention in a scene of a movie, or especially Away. That's my Marvel song. When you hear that and you think of like Spider-Man and it's the credits at the end rolling up and you can hear that, you know, and this song talks about a hero and the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So you know, in Nightmare is the same, you know, that in sync, in the sync library, that song is called Nightmare.
Okay.
Versus Breaking Me, right? In the rest of the world, it's called Breaking Me. But in the sync library specifically, it's titled Nightmare. So that if a producer is going to look for a song to do a movie or a TV show about a nightmare, and he types in that keyword, then up pops that song. Yeah. And when you listen to it, it's all over the song. So then, you know, it's got a theme in mind. And same with Away, right? Away is called Hero in the sync library. So if you were looking for a soundtrack movie about a hero or a soundtrack song and you typed in Hero, boop, it'll come right up, right? Versus my personal takes on the lyrics and the songs like Breaking Me, there's one line in there where he says, it only says it one time. He says, Breaking Me, you know, in a way he says it probably half a dozen times or something like that, you know, but you'll hear in a way the word come up really big in the chorus. And, you know, to me that stuck out as a good name for the title, but we have it registered two different ways. So that title is picked up, you know, in the sync libraries according to the subject of the song, more or less. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of songs called Hero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want another song out on iTunes and Spotify and everybody else called Hero to go with the other 900, you know.
Oh, right. No doubt.
So I picked a little more what would you call it, specific to the song, or, you know, tried to identify them more what I wanted versus what they were for the library. So sure. they have two different titles.
What an absolutely interesting take on what you have to do to create this. And you're really creating for a whole different audience than necessarily you would be for the folks that are coming to see the band play on a Saturday night somewhere.
Well, that's another unique thing with Rivet, is that three of the members on this particular recording live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're session guys. They all have full-time bands that they play in. Shane Gallis is the drummer. He plays with, his credits have Nickelback, Shania Twain, Billy Idol. I mean, he tours the world. He's in Japan all the time right now. The singer's name, and he's my writing partner. You know, he does the lyrics to it, and I help some, you know, I changed a word or two here or there, but, you know, I have some input, but he's so good at it that, you know, and like I said, we're not necessarily writing on subject matter that's dear to me or things
sure.
like that, right?
Sure.
We're brainstorming what would be a good song for a movie to catch people's attention. What, you know,
yeah.
Nils Lawrence is his name. And he plays with Michelangelo Baddio, you know, a guitar player with the double neck guitars.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
So they're playing the Whiskey and all those bars in L.A. like, you know, a couple times a month. They're actually out playing. And then the bass player's name is Tony Franklin. Tony Franklin played in The Firm with Jimmy Page and Paul Rodgers.
Yeah.
And he also played in Blue Murder with John Sykes from Whitesnake. So, I mean, all these guys are legends, you know what I mean? And when I had the songs developed to a point, I did full demos on them with the vocals and stuff like that. But when I got with Chris Flores is my producer in L.A., and he's worked with Chester Bennington and Slash and Fergie from Black Eyed Peas, and I mean, he's just got a long list, Boys to Men and all kinds of bands. When he got a listen to him, he said, you know, let's work on a couple things here and we can just take these to the next level, you know. So he has all those contacts, and we reached out to these professional players and sent them the demos, and they said, yeah, we'd love to play on them, you know. So to me, it's my super group. You know what I mean? I handpicked each and every guy. It's not my brother Joe and his best friend Tom. You know,
this is the all-star team.
All-star team. And I probably the one I paid most attention to was the singer, because I really was looking for a certain sound. And I grew up in the 80s. I was born in 70. I grew up in the 70s, but I was young. In the 80s, we had Van Halen, all the hair bands, right? I grew up in loving that. But when the 90s came and grunge came out, and we got Chris Cornell and Layne Staley and Eddie Vedder and all the grunge bands, that's really where I started sinking my teeth into my music taste, you know?
Yeah.
So kind of when I was doing this, I just always had this sound of Chris Cornell in my head. And I probably worked with maybe somewhere between a half a dozen and a dozen different singers over, you know, 4 to 6 years trying to find the right voice for this. And who would know that across the country, you know, it would take to find the right guy. But especially in a way, I love Breaking Me, but I think a way really highlights his vocal abilities in He's just a great guy, too.
No question. No question. Let's give this one a listen and listen for that voice, too. And knowing
just
what
close
Brian
your eyes and there, picture yeah. Chris Cornell and you'll
no,
see
no
what
question.
I mean.
It's right there. It's right there. This is Rivet in a Way. Oh, you can hear that. There is no question. And how cool is it to hear what you were looking for and then to compare that as the song plays? It's there. That is just so spot on.
And so much better. You know, there's no way I could have imagined that right there. You know, I was halfway there, but not that. When I first heard his recording of the vocals, it was insane. You know, I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Chill.
And it has that movie soundtrack feel. If you know, the hero flies away, it's like you got your coat on now, you're headed out, and you know. Yeah.
Oh, no question.
That's writing for a reason, you know?
Yeah. No question at all. That's awesome. That was Away from Ribbit.
I was going to mention too that great solo in that song is the world famous Riley Rupert, who's a good friend of mine. But we recorded his new single at Ribbit Records also. But that just came out called Beyond the Veil.
He's a
metal guy, so it's a pretty heavy record, but it's really good. It's really good. But he played guitar on a single we're doing with Michelle Wolf. So
all right.
We're all family.
Everybody's
there.
Intertwined. Well, that leads us right into what we wanted to talk about here, too, and that is the support for the Michigan music community and what we're all doing together. And you've got a band that you're producing now called Antics. And we were talking a little bit about them before the show. These are kids that you're bringing up here. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, they're all still in high school, just full of energy. But I met the singer at his job. He was working at Coney Island, and I started talking to him one day, and he says, "Hey, I think you follow my band." And I was like, "What's your band called?" And he said, "Antics." And I was like, yeah, I do follow your band, you know. And that's really how we met and started talking. And then, you know, I have a studio, you have a band, you know, what are we doing
here?
Let's go, right?
Yeah.
So 29th, which is Sunday, we have the final song we're putting together. And then probably May, early June, will have their first EP out. So they're still in high school. The singer is a senior, and then his brother is in 10th grade. And the rest of the band falls in there, you know, between 10th and 12th grade. So they still have a long life ahead of them to be able to put this whole thing together, you know.
Well, and what we've got in front of us here, Don't Call Me Normal from Antics, this is a great tune. And when you consider where they are in their progression and then working with them like certainly you will, this is kind of what it's all about. You're talking about being the grandfather and guiding them and giving to them. This is the perfect example.
This is their first song ever at 17 years old. I wish I was 17 and had a recording like this. You know
no
what I mean?
Kidding.
So, you know, it helps. Like we were saying, you're kind of living through this, you know, I can feel what he feels. I can feel what they hear. I can, you know, and it's so rewarding. It really is.
No question. Let's give this a listen. Don't Call Me Normal. This is Antics.
Your frame.
smokes. That's hot.
Yeah, my band at 17 didn't sound like that either.
I don't think there are many bands at 17 that sounded like that. That was Antics and Don't Call Me Normal. And Grandpa, you got to be proud.
Oh, so proud of these guys, yeah. And they're playing all over the place, you know.
That's amazing. You got to keep
Sanctuary and the Token and the Diesel, like all the big rooms around.
Right.
Yeah. Hey. All right. You got to keep us updated on them. You got to keep us updated on what Rivet's doing too. We want to keep in touch with all this and see.
It's all right here. Rivet rocks.
Well, that's what we were going to ask you. Where do people find you?
Yep. Put a www there. www.rivet.rocks. That's the easiest way to get to everything. You can buy merch there, download the music, MP3s, you can buy vinyls, you can buy CDs, t-shirts. I also have other music from other artists available on there too. So
super.
From there, there's links to all the social media and all that stuff. So instead of giving out 15 addresses, if you just go to the website, you can find links to everything.
That works.
That shirt that you have on, is that an available item?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I'm in.
Ryan, my wallet just got lighter.
This was I called it our Kickstarter shirt. It was like, I'm a machinist. I work in an injection mold shop. And one day I was cutting up little pieces of angle iron. And I had them just sitting and I arranged them in that circle. And I took that, I don't know, you can see it all, but
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Cool. You bet.
So I took that picture like probably 6-8 years ago or something, just thinking how artistic it looked. And then years later, I'm like, man, I'm going to use that as my logo. So if you look on the album art, there's a sun in the picture and that's this same design. And I use it on everything.
All right. All
right. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. I made it up. It's something unique, and
it works.
It kind of looks like if you remember a Soundgarden Bad Motorfinger. Mm-hmm. It kind of had this circle with like I don't know what they were like feet or something, but that gave me kind of the inspiration for it. But I'm a huge Soundgarden fan, as you know.
There you go. Folks, he's Brian Hensley. He joined us tonight with Rivet. Thank you, Brian, so much for being with us. We really appreciate you coming on to the Michigan Monday version of Vehicle City Sound.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's really been an honor, and it's great that you guys are reaching out and helping the community like this and giving people a platform to come on and talk about each other.
Absolutely. Hey, stay in touch, too. We want to hear how Annick's doing. We want to hear what's going on with Rivet and others that you may be representing. We're looking forward to hearing a lot more.
Thank you so much.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Quillen Maurer.
All right. We're looking forward to them. We want to thank you all for joining us. Brian, thank you again, and Rivet for being with us. And folks out there, if you know more bands like Rivet and Antic that you want us to be talking to, please don't hesitate to drop us a line at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. If you want to know where we're going to be, lots going on right now. Vehiclecitysound.com is the website. We'll look forward to hearing from you there as well. And Brian, again, we thank you for being with us. And hey, folks, do good things.
Thank you.